forecast with a sun and cloud mix today. Hot, humid, high 91. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. A little bit more numerous than yesterday afternoon, but not everybody will get one. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny. A generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 40% coverage both days, highs around 90 Thursday and Friday, and then the storms thin out a little bit over the weekend. Download our weather app, stay on top of the hourly forecast, the 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Police Officer James Stewart has been relieved of duty and placed on leave. Stewart is charged with menacing. He's accused of blocking a victim's vehicle with his truck, pulling a handgun, beating on the victim's window, and pointing the gun at the victim. Stewart joined the MPD in 2008. Montgomery County Family Court Judge Anita Kelly has responded to a complaint filed against her by the Judicial Inquiry Commission. She's been accused of violation of judicial ethics, unjustifiable delays in handling her family court docket, and other charges. She says she at all times has worked diligently to handle all her judicial business. She also cited slash funding as a reason for slow court operation. And a 38-year-old man, Sean Thomas, has died after a motorcycle crash with a Ford 150 in the 4300 block of Atlanta Highway. Thomas sustained serious injuries when he was thrown from his bike. MPD is still investigating the accident. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Now through October 2nd, save up to $3,000 on a new 2017 Subaru Outback with financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Test drive a Subaru today and find out just how true the statement is. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We know you'll love your new Subaru and the customer service you can only get at Montgomery Subaru. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or check us out on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
$3,000 offer valid for 2017 Outback 2.5i Limited HDF, option 24, MSRP $35,967.
So Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow!
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right!
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
And you think you're in trouble? Well, you're looking at the man. Oh, the world's on original.
All right, here's how we're going to figure out who paid for that.
And sometimes skies are blue.
We're going to have to wait till Election Day and see who gets all these telephone calls. Because during the break, and we'll bring them on in a minute, somebody called in and said, while we were at commercial, they got the poll.
Oh, you mean just moments ago?
Yes, like mere moments ago.
Awesome.
All right, welcome into News and Views Hour number 3, officially underway, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock, as you progress through this space-time continuum. We've covered a lot of ground today, and we still have so much more ground to cover. We have not even begun to get to this gigantic stack of things over here, but that's okay. It's okay, because we aim to please, and apparently you're pleased. 272-9228 is the number. If you want to get in, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we'll be here till 12, and then we'll relinquish these microphones over to Dan Morris and Joey Clark at that time. Eric, thank you for holding, my friend.
Hey, guys. I was kind of curious. Since Robert Bentley is an anti-Trumper, why would he appoint someone like Luther Strange to Senate?
He wanted to get him out of Alabama, get him off his back.
I wonder if there's anything in the notes about in their conversations between Luther Strange and Bentley about how he felt about Trump during those interviews.
I looked at the notes. I didn't see that.
Okay.
But
it just seems kind of strange to me that Trump is Luther Strange is so pro Trump and then he's appointed by someone who's so anti Trump. It just seems a little fishy. It just is probably more evidence that there was something going on
I'm not sure that Bentley's anti Trump.
Well, he sure came out acting anti Trump after the Bill.
Yeah, he did. I mean, from what I saw on television and heard on radio, he seemed like he was just very adamant against Trump. And I was just wondering if there was anything in those interview notes about that.
I didn't see anything about that.
Well.
But, again, I think the true test will be, is there a recording? A cell phone recording of that, of those meetings? I just can't believe for the life of me, considering all of Robert Bentley's troubles began with a cell phone recording of a secret conversation, that Robert Bentley wouldn't have cell phone recorded those conversations with particularly Luther Strange. I just cannot for the life of me believe that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. He probably does have recordings maybe somewhere, but we don't know. And I really can't believe that the other campaigns haven't picked up on the fact of who appointed Strange and used it against him in some of the political ads.
Yeah, I can't either, but
Roy Moore doesn't need to go negative.
Yeah, he's winning without going negative, and he doesn't have the money to do it anyway. That's $1 million. That's $1 million message minimum. You know, if you're going to go negative, you got to go negative with enough to make it count. I mean, witness what the Senate Leadership Fund is doing against Roy Moore. When you go negative, you got to spend $1 million or $2 million. You can't just go negative with $100,000 and hope people pick up on it.
Do you think anything they're doing is working?
Yeah.
The wall thing?
Yeah, I don't think in particular. I just think it's the volume, the constant volume, the drumbeat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be having some effect.
Every time I hear one of those ads, it just really aggravates me that those guys are meddling in Alabama politics and makes me that much more against people like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all those guys up there.
Well, I think Roy Moore's message about Washington meddling in the election is very effective.
I think it is, too.
I think it is.
Then it's followed by, this is Chuck Norris. I am for Roy Moore.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now, here's the deal, Eric. Here's how you know if a political ad is working. If it bothers you, it is working and having an effect. If it doesn't bother you, it's worthless and a waste of money. So take a quick test. Have you ever heard someone complain and say, you know, there are just too damn many political billboards up these days. I am sick and tired of all these political billboards. No, you've never heard that. Why? Because they don't work. No one notices them. You've never heard anyone say, you know, I'm trying to read the advertiser, and it's just nonstop, wall-to-wall advertisements inside the advertiser. It just drives me crazy. No, but when you hear them over radio and over television constantly, people start complaining because they work. Otherwise, they wouldn't even know they were there.
Well, the one complaint is Alexander Shinara. I have heard that complaint.
Because it works. Because he went so over the top that it actually works. And if you're going to do billboards, you got to go over the top.
Do you think any of these ads are working against them, though, really? Because it makes me mad. I just wonder how many other people are.
Every advertisement you run in politics is a cost-benefit analysis. What is it going to cost us in support, and what do we pick up in support? So, yes, there is some measure of people out there. We're not sure what that number is, but there is some unknown quantity of people who will not vote for you if you go negative. But it is offset and then some by the people who changed their minds because you went negative.
Yeah.
So that's just politics 101.
It hasn't changed my mind. It just made me more firm, I guess. So.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Anyway, thanks for talking, guys.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Well, I'm glad he held on because those were some really, really good questions.
Yeah.
You got polled or your daughter got polled or who got polled here?
Oh, this is Jay. And I got polled, and it's the same poll. It was a push-button deal. But it came from a 205 number. I normally don't answer those because, and I just said, hey, you're talking about polls, and I answered it. And it was the same questions, everything. But at the end of it, they said they were Voice USA, and they gave a phone number. It was a 256, and I didn't catch all of the number, but it was a 256 number, which I guess would be Huntsville area.
Well, I'm looking at my, sorry for the yawn. I'm looking at my phone. The number I got yesterday was 334-350-5034, and I got it at 720 yesterday. And I didn't answer the first question because I'm not going to answer. And this is what I was about to say. We'll know on election day whether this was a Roy Moore deal or whether it was a Luther Strange deal, because everyone who pushes Roy Moore
get a call to remind.
If you get a call to remind you to vote and you pressed Roy Moore, then that was a Roy Moore deal. If you pressed Luther Strange and you get a call to remind you to vote for Luther Strange, then it was a Luther Strange deal, because that's all they're doing. It's not a scientific poll. It can't be. Because if it was a scientific poll, they would be using undecided as one of the options. This is not a poll to determine who you're voting for. This is a reconnaissance mission to determine who you're voting for. And they're going to use that information on election day to make sure you get to the poll. It's not terrible strategy. It's expensive as hell, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, they don't care what your opinion is on the issues. They just want to make sure that you're going to go to the polls if you support their guy.
And it may be Roy Moore, and here's why. He hasn't spent money on hardly anything else. I did see a Roy Moore commercial a little bit ago, but he has not spent very much money at all. And if that's Roy Moore, maybe he's spending all his money. You know, say he's got $500,000 or $750,000, maybe he's sending it all on turnout, you know, on this telephone deal and some other issues.
Right. Well, they identified themselves as Choices USA.
Yeah, well, people lie about this stuff.
Yeah, they make up names for these polls.
Yeah, they make up names. Yeah.
I've done it myself.
It's like the pack.
Me too.
Like the pack.
Exactly, Jay.
But not on a fundraising invitation.
No, never on a fundraising invitation. Hey, great call, Jay. Thank you. 272. We're getting some calls from people we don't normally hear from. Richard.
Richard.
Hey.
Yes,
I wouldn't vote for neither one of them.
Okay. What are you going to do?
They're racist. They're bigots. They're adulterous. You name it. They all crooked. They need to come and clean house in Montgomery, period.
Okay. Well, somebody has to represent Alabama in the Senate.
Yeah, yeah. No, none of these. They need a clean house.
I understand that. But you understand that this is how we choose. We have elections, and one of those people is going to win. So,
unless you want to vote for Doug Jones. Doug Jones, damn it.
You know what? I'm his name?
Doug Johnson.
No, Doug Jones.
Don Jones.
I probably would give him a try before I give them two a try. But them two biggest there, I will never vote for.
Okay. And you're basing bigot on what again?
They're bigot.
Okay, but I understand you keep saying that. Who's the adulteress? Well, you're just making stuff up.
Luther Strange.
Luther Strange is not an adulteress.
Yes, he is.
Okay, you got facts to back that up?
But you know,
I asked you a question. Do you have facts to... Of course he doesn't. That's why he hangs up. I didn't hang up on him, by the way. He hung up. He doesn't have facts to back any of that up. I'm so damn sick and tired of people saying bigot because you don't like someone.
Well, he said something, white something.
I don't care what he said.
I know. I wanted to know what he said.
I just hope he didn't cuss because I didn't catch it.
No, I didn't hear it.
But let me tell you, just because you don't like someone does not mean they're a bigot. It's okay. It's okay to disagree with somebody. It's okay to see things differently. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like this Don Johnson running up in Birmingham. On the Democratic ticket. I don't know him. I don't see the world the way he does. He's a Democrat. He's running on the Democrat ticket. I wouldn't call him a bigot or evil. He just sees the world a little differently. Now, you give me evidence that he's evil or a bigot, then I'll call him out. You give me evidence that he's part of the globalist desire to take down individualism and crush the United States, then he'll be my public enemy number one. In the meantime, he's a poor, lonely sap who's going to get pounded into the sand by 30 points. I mean, okay, Okay. Jeez, bigot. Not everybody's a bigot. Because you don't like them doesn't mean they're a bigot.
I need to get on a big old jet airliner.
I know. Cole Plumbing will get you on a big old plum airliner. That plumbing looking good.
Yeah.
You're keeping it clean. They are generous sponsors of hour number three each and every day, so give Cole Plumbing a call for all of your plumbing needs from the beginning to the very end. Remodel, restoration, doesn't matter. Moving toilets around or just a simple clog, Cole Plumbing is your call. 279-8919. Jack, we have trouble with your bowl.
You call on Cole.
We'll be back.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Hey, folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox-looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
That has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Terry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. Every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing. At Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Modified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 finance, all sales plus tax, tag time, and dock. Pre-all rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
I'm here with Miss Dodd at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Anything special planned for the fall?
Yard sale is the last Saturday in October, so start preparing now. And there will be a lot of wonderful merchandise that day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Two minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back into News and Views. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen have gone and done it again. Another week, another wind down Wednesday. What does that mean, Jake?
Half price wine all day and night.
What do they do? Do they cut it off before closing? I mean, is it
no.
Like you only get it till 3 in the afternoon?
And it's open to any to everybody that has an ID.
Yeah, if you come in and you're 21 or older, and you want wine half off. I mean, half price wine from open to close. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is your place to go. And let me tell you, they got a fantastic wine menu. That's a really good looking wine menu. They also have 16 beers on tap. They have they even have some bottled and canned beers as well. They got really, really great stuff. Really dynamite food. You gotta finish with the cannoli. You heard Lori earlier talking about the cannoli. She wants to get a box of cannolis. How could you not? Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The special this week, they've got those sautéed clams in a olive oil garlic sauce tossed over spaghetti. It's a wonderful, wonderful dish. I've gotten it just about every time they've always had it. And sandwiches. What can I say about the sandwiches? You said yesterday you're going to get a sandwich. Did you end up getting a sandwich?
I did.
What kind of sandwich you get?
I got the one that has the ham and turkey and provolone. The triple deck.
The triple stack club?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It was
excellent. I've never had it.
I had to pull the bread off the top.
It was too big.
Yeah. Even for my big butt.
I love the sandwiches, the pastas. You know the pasta I've really become fond of? That campagnola. It's bow tie pasta, red sauce. It's got the sausage in there, Italian sauce. Oh, it's it's a big old bowl of pasta. Big old comfort food. And as it cools down a little bit out there and it's not quite so hot, that's going to be a hot popular item.
I got a Capri salad, too.
Oh, those are so good.
It has the tomato and the buffalo mozzarella. Mm,
the little drizzle over it.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, drizzle hush.
Hush.
All right, guys. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Jack, we have no phone calls, which means...
Who are we going to talk about now?
For the first time all day. No, it's the second time all day we get to cover some new news.
You didn't ever cover Del Mar's.
Oh, yeah. Well, all he said was he was going to...
F the governor. Yeah. F with the governor. For
I think that's pretty perverted.
Oh, wrong button. Sorry. He's going to the governor with the governor. Not,
yeah,
he's not
no,
going to
no.
the governor. He's going to with the governor.
And that was rumor because I don't think he said it. Wasn't it a lobbyist that...
Yeah, some lobbyist allegedly told him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Hold on. I had a good...
And poor old Perry.
But yeah, Perry didn't come out looking good on that.
No, he called him a
showman. Perry has now confirmed, I believe, that he is going to run for that Senate seat here in Montgomery.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying to me.
I got a story I want to cover, and then we get a phone call. I love talking on the phone, so I think I'm going to take the phone
call.
Give
us the subject matter of the...
Well, the other day, someone sent me a text and didn't know I wasn't going to be on the radio. It said, be sure to remember it's the 70th anniversary of the Air Force.
Air Force.
And I sent it to Nate, and you guys covered it, and it was wonderful. It was also the 70th anniversary of my favorite organization, the CIA. And I found, for your listening pleasure... 7 truly terrible things the CIA has done in 70 years. And I was going to cover some of it. Not in detail. But just some things that most people forget that the CIA has done.
Bay of Pigs?
No, that didn't even make the list.
Oh, my God. It's got to be horrible.
Well, just wait till you hear the list. 2729228. Who is this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good, Jack. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. You may have covered this earlier, Baron, but I got the same poll you did, same number.
Sure.
I guess you received last night, and it was, I think they said voices, but the second or third question regarded Mo Brooks and the favorability of Mo Brooks, in your opinion. And I was just curious, why would that be on the poll? And if you could educate me on that.
Well, Jack,
pardon me if you covered this earlier.
Well, we did, but that's okay. Jack suggested, and I couldn't think of one. Jack, being a more seasoned and intellectual campaign operative, came up with the idea that perhaps this is a Roy Moore effort, and they're going to have a Mo Brooks robocall the day of the election. Now, we'll find out if that happens. I can't think of any other reason 6 days out from an election you would be asking
somebody.
Yeah,
if the respondent said, yes, I have a favorable impression of
Mo Brooks,
then perhaps on election day you're going to get a little call saying, hi, this is Mo Brooks.
It's a little more nasal.
Yeah, reminding you need to go vote.
Hi, this is Yankee Mo Brooks living in Huntsville.
Well, guys, we appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks a bunch.
We got to do a whole show as Mo Brooks.
No, we're not.
No, we ought to, though. I could do the whole story as Mo Brooks. All I got to do is say...
I think most from Alabama, though.
I've never taken back a single thing I've said about the president. And if it costs me the election, so be it.
Well, guess what,
Mr. Brooks, it cost you the election. So be it. I like Mo Brooks.
And it also drew him an opponent.
It did.
For the congressional.
Bill Holzclaw, who's a scrappy little fighter.
I talked about this yesterday. Tom Butler, the guy that Holzclaw beat in 2010, is going to run for the seat again. He's a jam-up guy.
I really like Tom Butler.
I do, too. He's a good guy. And anyway, I'd like to see him back in the Senate because now he's a Republican.
Yeah, aren't they all?
Yeah.
So Steve Marshall.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who is this? You said Tom?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
All right. Am I on?
I'm sorry.
I'd like to just make this quick because I know y'all real busy and don't want to change the subject, but the lady that called in about Moore and Strange, if I didn't hear things, she said one of them was adulterous.
It was allegedly a man, but I question his manhood because he hung up when he got challenged. But
he said they were both what?
He's saying they're both bigots. And Strange was an adulteress. And notice when asked for facts, he hung up.
Well, I thought it was it sounded like a woman to me.
Well, it makes sense considering his pansy attitude for confrontation,
and his race, but. If it was the race I'm thinking about, don't forget that one of the greatest men on the planet also was adulterous, and that was Martin Luther King. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the proven fact.
Mm. Well, J. Edgar Hoover thought so.
Went there.
Yeah. But y'all have a good one, buddy.
All right, appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why she called... You know, of course, the media calls Trump a bigot, too, and it's the most ridiculous thing
I'm pretty ever. Sure it was a man. I think he gave the name as Richard.
Well, you know what the short for Richard is. It's Dick.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Well, or not. Happy birthday, CIA. I dug this up here. This was at antimedia.org, theantimedia.org. I go deep into the bowels of the internet to prepare for this program.
You didn't even play happy birthday for him. Nate did that for the Air Force.
Well, I don't want to give him a happy birthday. When you read this list, you won't either. Here are seven things the CIA has done in the last 70 years.
According to
theantimedia.org. The CIA has committed a wide variety of misdeeds.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barron goes to all these kook websites every night and reads all this stuff and believes it and prints it out and then talks about it.
I only believe about 10% of it.
I know.
And only if I can...
But we have fun with it.
Only if I can nail it down to other places. The CIA has committed a wide variety of misdeeds, crimes, coups, and violence. Among them... Number one, this is seven things the CIA has done in their 70-year existence that are awful. 77 terrible things they've done. The CIA is best known for its first coup, Operation Ajax, in 1953, in which it ousted the democratically elected leader of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, reinstating the autocratic Shah who favored Western oil interests. Huh, imagine that. Where have you heard that on this program? Oh, out of my mouth.
Globalist.
That the CIA is the militant intelligence wing of the globalist enterprise. So the CIA, on behalf of the globalists, go in and say, we don't want that guy, the democratically elected leader of Iran. Instead, we have an autocratic Shah who favors Western oil interests. That operation, which the CIA now admits to waging with British intelligence, ultimately resulted in the 1979 revolution and subsequent U.S. hostage crisis. Relations between the U.S. and Iran remain strained to this day, aptly described by the CIA coined term blowback. But that's not the only government they've toppled. They also had a hand in toppling a number of other democratically elected governments. 1954, Guatemala. 1960, Congo. 1961, the Dominican Republic. 1963, South Vietnam. 1964, Brazil. 1973, Chile. CIA has aimed to install leaders to appease American interests, often empowering oppressive, violent dictators. It's only a partial list of countries where the CIA covertly attempted to exploit and manipulate sovereign nations' governments. But remember, we're supposed to be scandalized because Vladimir Putin passed gas during the 2016 election. Next terrible thing they've done. So they've toppled governments around the world and admitted to it. Operation Paperclip. Here is how NPR summarized Operation Paperclip.
Well,
now, hold on. This has relevance to today.
Okay.
Because this weekend, Donald J. Trump will be coming to Huntsville. Where will he be posting up this weekend? The Wernher von Braun Center. Wernher von Braun was a famous Nazi scientist. Here is how NPR summarizes Operation Paperclip by the CIA. The aim of Operation Paperclip was to find and preserve German weapons, including biological and chemical agents. But American scientific intelligence officers quickly realized that the weapons themselves were not enough. They decided that the United States needed to bring the Nazi scientists themselves to the U.S., thus began a mission to recruit top Nazi doctors, physicists, and chemists, including Wernher von Braun, who went on to design the rockets that took man to the moon. They kept this plot secret, though they admitted it upon the release of Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America by Annie Jacobson. So, there. Number three, Operation Chaos. FBI is widely known for its co-intelpro schemes to undermine communist movements in the 50s and anti-war civil rights and black power movements in the 60s, but the CIA has not been implicated nearly as deeply because technically the CIA cannot legally engage in domestic spying. Hello, hello. They violate that all the time. How? As documented in the extensive CIA history Legacy of Ashes, Pulitzer Prize winner Tim Weiner says this. In October 1967, a handful of CIA analysts joined the first big Washington march against the war. The president regarded the protesters as enemies of the state. He was convinced that the peace movement was controlled and financed by Moscow and Beijing. He wanted proof. He ordered Richard Helms to produce it. Helms reminded the president that the CIA was barred from spying on Americans. He says, Lyndon Johnson told him, I'm quite aware of that. What I want for you is to pursue this matter and to do what is necessary to track down foreign communists who are behind this intolerable interference in domestic affairs. Helms obeyed. According to Weiner, in a blatant violation of his powers under the law, the director of the CIA became a part-time secret police chief. The CIA undertook a domestic surveillance program, Operation Codename Chaos. It went on for almost 7 years. 11 CIA officers grew long hair, learned the jargon of the new left, and went off to infiltrate peace groups in the United States and Europe. That's illegal. Their charter prohibits that. The federal law prohibits that. According to Weiner, now this is back in the 60s. Imagine what they're doing today with cell phones and computers. According to Weiner, the agency compiled a computer index of 300,000 names of American people and organizations, extensive files on 7,200 citizens. It began working in secret with police departments all over America because they could not draw a clear distinction between the new far left and mainstream opposition to the war. The CIA decided to spy on every major peace organization in the country. That was back in the 60s. Number four, infiltrating the media. I'll do this one quickly. Basically, they've taken CIA agents and infiltrated media organizations, music, Hollywood, television. Not only that, they've then recruited journalists and Hollywood types to do whatever they want them to do. It's a long piece here. You can go look it up. Number five. This is one of the really nasty ones. Drug-induced mind control. In the 1950s, the CIA began experimenting with drugs to determine whether they might be useful in extracting information. None other than Smithsonian Magazine noted of the project codenamed MKUltra. The project, which continued for more than a decade, was originally intended to make sure the United States government kept up with presumed Soviet advances in mind control technology. However, it ballooned in scope, and its ultimate result, among other things, was illegal drug testing on thousands of Americans. The project was conducted in extreme secrecy, Turner said, because of ethical and legal questions surrounding the program and the negative public response that the CIA anticipated if MKUltra became public. Under MKUltra, the CIA gave itself the authority. No statute on this, no code on this. They gave itself the authority to promote the intoxicating effects of alcohol, render induction of hypnosis easier, enhance the ability of individuals to withstand privation, torture, coercion, produce amnesia, shock and confusion, and much more. Many of these questions were investigated using unwitting test subjects like drug-addicted prisoners, marginalized sex workers, and terminal cancer patients. In other words, people who could not fight back. That, in the words of Sidney Gottlieb, the chemist who gave the LSD to the CIA.
Good grief.
Under auspices, seven prisoners at a federal penitentiary in Kentucky were kept high on LSD for 77 consecutive days. When the CIA slipped the same drug to an Army civilian employee, Frank Olson, he leapt out of a window of a New York hotel. This is the CIA, ladies and gentlemen, 70 years old. Brutal torture tactics, obviously we know about those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, arming radicals, this is probably the most important one, and then we'll be done. CIA has a long habit of arming radicals. In 1979, the CIA set out to support Afghan rebels in their bid to defeat the Soviet occupation of the Middle Eastern country, as Wiener wrote in 1979, prompted by Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know, the affable Eva Braun of morning television?
Yeah, she's Joe Scarborough's bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her father, who came up with the brilliant idea, and President Carter listened to him and agreed, and signed a covert action for the CIA to provide Afghan rebels with medical aid, money, and propaganda. Here's from his book. The Pakistani intelligence chiefs who doled out the CIA's guns and money favored Afghan factions who proved themselves most capable in battle. Those factions also happened to be the most committed Islamists. No one dreamed that the Holy Warriors could ever turn their jihad against the United States. You might have heard about a guy who in 1988 was a revered and valuable fighter, according to the CIA, who appeared in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets. Actually arrived in 1980, excuse me. And from his mind sprouted Al-Qaeda. His name was Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
His group was the beneficiary of the CIA's program. Stanford University noted that bin Laden and Abdullah Azzam, a prominent Palestinian cleric, established Al-Qaeda from the fighters, financial resources, and training and recruiting structures left over from the American anti-Soviet effort. Much of those structures were provided by the intelligence agency, CIA. Intentionally or not, the CIA helped fuel the rise of the terror group, and they've done it again in Syria with ISIS. This list is not complete. Those are just seven truly terrible things the CIA has done. Now notice, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt here, Jack. Notice most of them started innocently enough, with maybe even good motives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even good motives. Maybe they said, you know what? We need to make sure the Soviets don't advance into Afghanistan. Well, they end up founding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We need to make sure that we stay abreast of the situation going on in the Soviet Union with mind control. Well, they end up torturing people with drugs and unwitting subjects who can't fight back. There's no reason the CIA needs to operate without the oversight, and that's what they're doing. Truly terrible agency. We'll be back. 272-9228 is the number. Summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
I can't understand. Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 2nd at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Faces of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Montgomery County Commissioner Rhonda Walker. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit womenofhope@charter.net or call 220-4599.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Fall officially arrives Friday afternoon at 3.02 p.m., but this is a very typical summer forecast with a sun and cloud mix today, hot, humid, high 91, scattered afternoon and evening storms, a little bit more numerous than yesterday afternoon, but not everybody will get one. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 40% coverage both days, highs around 90 Thursday and Friday, and then the storms thin out a little bit over the weekend. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the hourly forecast, the 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
The song's called Little Lies from Fleetwood Mac. Let me tell you a little secret about this. You go to your big box bank, and they'll tell you sweet little lies. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, you get the same checking deal you get as every other place. Lie, wrong, or in the words of Donald J. Trump, wrong. Oh, you'll get just as good online service here as any other place that you can do it. That says your big box bank. Wrong. Sweet little lies. Tell me lies. Because you know where you get the best service? You know where you get the best deal on checking accounts? You know where you get the best rates for your certificates of deposit? ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Oh, look what I found, Jack. I don't think you were here when I saw this the other day. From 2000, what year is this? 2001. ASE Credit Union calendar from 2001, proving my long-term status with ASE here. ASE Credit Union calendar from 2001, back when I was first a member, I found this when I was cleaning up and moving the other day. So I put this in here so I'd remember to tell the audience. Longtime believer in ASE Credit Union, my friend. Longtime believer. Get by there. There are locations everywhere right here in the River Region. You can go into Prattville. You can go into Wetumpka. Go up to Clanton. They got them downtown in the Capitol Complex. Midtown, Ferry Hill Road at the interstate. Out east on Chantilly. ASE Credit Union, my friends. ASE Credit Union. Don't believe the lies of the big box bank. The ASE Credit Union can't do anything we don't do. Yes, they can, and they do it every day. And they do it proudly. Go in there. Throw down your card and say, I want to be a member. That's what I stole that from Greg. That's okay, though. 272-9228 is our telephone number. 272-9228. I have a guest in the studio, my friend.
Yes, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Moore extraordinaire. What would I call you? Roy Moore promoter extraordinaire?
Volunteer.
Volunteer? Are you a surrogate?
How about Suzelle?
How about Suzelle? How are you doing, Suzelle?
I'm doing great.
Suzelle Josie?
Aaron and Jack?
Almost everybody recognizes that voice.
Good to see you.
And you are supporting Roy Moore, and you've been a long-time supporter of him.
Yeah, actually, I have been with Judge Roy Moore since his very first campaign for Chief Justice in 2002 with him and Kayla. And it's really funny. That campaign was amazing. As you know, that's the campaign that they outspent us again 3-1.
Well, actually, it was 2000 when he was
2000, yeah. 2000, yes. And they outspent us 3-1 again, and then the judge turned around and beat them 3-1.
There were four guys in that race.
I just remember Harold C. was the runoff. That's the one
and,
I remember.
And Wayne Thorne, who was a circuit judge in Birmingham. And I don't remember the fourth one.
Yeah. But you know, it's not so much about Judge Roy Moore. He is an amazing man. But it's about his principles, his values that he stands for. That's the thing, is when you can get behind a person that is willing to give it all up for your principles and your values, now you've got someone in office that will truly represent you.
You wanted to tell us where the events were coming up.
Yes.
So there's a Judge Roy Moore rally. Where is that?
Yes, we're so excited. The rally for Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate is tomorrow, September the 21st, at the Old Union Train Station, and it begins at 5:30. And guess what? We have some amazing people coming to support Judge Roy Moore.
Am I going to get to meet Sebastian Gorka?
Well, we got Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, I love Sebastian Gorka.
Yes. We got Saran
Stacy. Now, is it
Stacy?
Inside the terminal?
Yes,
or is
it's under the train station, yes.
Under the shed?
Under the shed.
Okay.
Under the shed. You'll see all the cars and all the people. Saran Stacy, and then, of course, one of my very favorites, Miss Sarah Palin. So
Who's that last one?
Miss Sarah Palin.
She'll be in Montgomery.
In Montgomery.
Tomorrow.
Supporting Judge Roy Moore Senate.
You can keep Sarah Palin. I want to meet Sebastian Gorka.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
That guy is a man among men.
No, you know, that's the thing. I said, okay, so if you're not interested necessarily in meeting someone like Sarah Palin, then come for Saran Stacy. Mm-hmm. And if you're not interested necessarily in Saran Stacy, then come for Sebastian Gordon. You know, Gorka, it is just...
Big fan.
People are coming out and supporting. You know why? They can't wait to see the judge in Washington.
Now, hold on. At 5:30 is the rally. I thought they had a debate tomorrow night.
Well, they do. They have a debate, and then the people are going to be watching it under the train station.
Oh.
Yes. And
now,
then
so you can't get into the debate?
Well, the debate is very limited seating. And, of course, because it's so limited, there had to have been tickets and space for the Strange campaign along with the
war. Is this the Raycom debate?
This is the Lincoln Douglas
but
type.
But is Raycom's the one putting it on?
Yes.
Okay. So this event will be going on while the guys are debating.
Yes.
Will it be a cash bar or an open bar?
No idea.
You go right into Lex.
Yeah,
you get all the drinks.
Yeah.
I don't think the Roy Moore campaign will be fun.
You go into Lex. You can have all you want. And as a matter of fact, and here's the neatest thing. How often do you get to see these type of people like Sarah Palin and Saran Stacy and all of these come out for free?
Those are nice people.
You get to see these people
at a
free event.
I want to see Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, well, we'll make sure. I'm going to make sure that we get you to see and meet and you get your picture made with Sebastian.
Will Judge Moore speak tomorrow night to the crowd?
Oh, yes. Always addresses the guy. You know, Judge Moore is more comfortable with the people than he is anybody, but he loves to debate. And so this is going to be an amazing, if you want to see the best debate around in a very long time, this is going to be a good one.
I think we're going to try to get permission and approval from the management downstairs to come on after the debate and debrief over the radio.
That's a great idea.
From 7 to 8.
That would be a great idea, because here's the thing. It's not the debates that we have seen lately.
Yeah.
Those are forums.
Those aren't debates. Those are forums.
Right. Stiff.
Yeah. And Matt Murphy is the one that is going to be, like the commentator of it. And
I thought they weren't having a moderator.
Well,
somebody's got to kick it off, though.
Exactly. So he'll be there to do that. Our own Matt Murphy, I remember when he was here.
I used to sit in his very seat. Yeah.
But it is going to be an amazing time.
Yeah.
So everyone be there. Be there tomorrow night at 5:30 at the old Union train station. It will be truly the event of the year.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know what I want to see? As a former poli-sci student, I want to see all my poli-sci students out there. Yes, if you are the poli-sci major, if you're getting your degree in political science and you're in a college anywhere around here, come out. This is what it's really about.
Well, it's a really rare event. I honestly cannot, for the life of me, recall the last Lincoln Douglas style debate in this country.
Yes.
Where there were no stage questions.
On the national level.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was a mayoral debate in Twin Falls, Idaho, maybe, but I'm talking about the national stage.
That's right. And, you know, this is just a little taste of what we're going to get with a Senator Roy Moore.
Have you decided who you're going to vote for yet?
I think I pretty much have nailed it down, and along with several other people, I think we have nailed it down, and I would say that it's going to be Judge Roy Moore.
Well, I am going to get a good night's sleep after the debate, no matter what, whether we're on air from 7 to 8 or not, because I went shopping at Mattress Firm, and my friends over at Mattress Firm hooked me up, and I can't thank them enough for that generous use of their time and talent and expertise to find the perfect mattress for the Coleman family. We sleep well every night. If you don't, maybe it's because your mattress is more than 8 years old. Maybe it's because you picked your mattress out of a catalog or something commercial you saw on television. Maybe you went to an inferior place where they didn't know exactly how to get you squared away on the right mattress. No matter what, you can get that problem fixed. Just go by Mattress Firm. There are 3 locations right here in the River Region. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's or out at East Chase. Mattress Firm, where you can save money and sleep happy. And don't forget my friends over at Tire City and Automotive Service, because they at TireCityAL.com are on the internet, and you can diagnose your problem on the internet right there on TireCityAL.com. They are conveniently located in two different places right here in the River Region, on the Atlanta Highway, just in front of the Eastdale Mall, and on the East South Boulevard, 1/2 mile east of Baptist South Hospital. And I am living proof that Jared Battles can diagnose things, anything. I mean, absolutely anything. You drive a car as old as mine, sometimes it spews and sputters and smokes and liquid goes everywhere and it hisses at you and it makes weird smells.
Kind of like Emily's car.
But then you got to, yeah, when the smoke billowing out of the windows, you got to pull over and get that thing fixed. Tire City and, Tire City and Automotive Service, Jared Battles, TireCityAL.com. They can take care of anything.
Now, to be fair, if Luther Strange people want to come on and tell us about upcoming events, we'll allow them to
do that. Anybody that contacts us.
But you contacted us, and we appreciate that.
Oh, sorry.
We appreciate you guys and all that you do and your show every day.
Yeah.
Well, telling what's going on in Montgomery.
We're having fun doing it.
In the region.
And then we got to go. We're out of time. See you guys.
Bye, guys. See you tomorrow night.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Whose side are you on? Hillary Clinton's?
We will not build a wall.
Nancy Pelosi's?
The Democrats do not support the wall.
Roy Moore's?
We can't build a wall around our country.
Or are you on the side of Donald Trump?
The wall's going to get built.
And Luther Strange. AL.com reported, quote, Senator Luther Strange wants sanctuary cities to pay for border wall, unquote. And President Trump called Luther Strange, quote, strong on border security. Real Alabama conservatives stand with President